Denmark rejoices. Crowds gather in their thousands to welcome Chancellor Polonius, accompanied by the always dashing Ambassador Claudius, as they arrive safely at Elsinore after at last securing a peace treaty with Norway. Demanding the Oslo talks may have been, but it smiles all round today as our diplomatic heroes now ascend the great steps of the castle to be greeted warmly by King Hamlet and his radiant bride, our glorious Queen Gertrude. As far as this reporter can see, it's bright days ahead for Denmark and its first family, who are to celebrate their reunion with a joyous week of hunting. Three cheers for our brave negotiators, ladies and gentlemen. Three cheers!
Can you walk?
It's nothing.
Hold on to my arm.
It's a sprained ankle, honestly.
You fell from your horse.
Where are they?
Tethered by the water feet.
Somebody needs to go to them.
First, we get you settled. Sit here.
The king is called away from the hunt, and what happens? This happens.
Didn't get too wet, I hope.
It'll take more than a little rain to slow me down.
That I do not doubt.
And I'm sure we won't be stranded in this barn for long. Lady Beatrix saw us right away to find shelter. I'm sure she did.
Wouldn't want people talking, would we?
Positively sporting of her to come and observe the proceedings.
In her state, you mean?
Oh!
You should keep that foot rested.
Tending to me is not...
Is not what?
Is not appropriate.
Well, nothing about this situation is appropriate still. It's not as if this is the first injury I've ever had to attend to.
No.
What do you think I was doing for all those years?
Sorry?
Out there on my father's estate.
You worked on the farm.
Every hour the gods saw fit. Now, can you stretch your foot forward?
Then there's no doubt, Major Olsen. The Norwegians have definitely located Anders in Sweden.
No question about the identification.
Then have someone fetch Ambassador Claudius back from the hunt, Major. Somebody needs to go to Sweden and bring that traitorous bastard home.
I would be more than happy to go the ambassador's place.
The Norwegians are sending Mrs. Helgeland, no less, to meet our representative as and when they arrive at the Swedish base. It needs to be someone of equal diplomatic standing.
But given your brother's connections to the traitor in the past...
Just go and find him.
At once, Majesty.
I think I can walk on it now.
Use this to support yourself.
A broom?
The shoe fits?
That's not what I call princely, is it? Hopping around on an old broom.
Or ambassadorial, eh? Still, it's always good to be reminded.
Of what, Your Majesty?
That illness or injury lays down all before it. Beggar or king or prince.
It's very philosophical of you.
There's nothing remotely philosophical about it. It's common sense, and I'll thank you not to speak down to me, sir.
I wasn't.
Weren't you, Your Highness?
Oh, must we be so formal, Gertrude?
Yes, we must.
All we've done for a year is avoid one another.
Yes, well, fortunately, you've been away in Norway for months.
Fortunately for us both.
My presence here at Elsinore upsets you. I can do nothing but apologise now. I'd best see if anyone's coming.
Wait, Gertrude.
Your Highness?
That wasn't what I was saying.
What were you saying? Claudius?
This.
This?
This. Given all that occurred between us.
Long years ago.
Does that make a difference? Because it makes no difference to me.
Claudius.
Claudius what, Gertrude?
It isn't easy for me either, especially as...
As?
Let's not have this conversation, please.
I'd still like to hear it.
Don't.
Say it.
And you first.
I believe I already have.
Major Olsen came to my house and spoke to my father. The next thing I knew, I was on a train to Elsinore, surrounded by armed guards and shown into a room where Hamlet announced his intentions toward me.
You know he did this to punish us.
You never married.
Denmark's party prince? The very idea.
Then there is...
A life of silly dalliance, sadly.
Sadly.
Only I am not sad now.
Oh, don't, please.
Don't what?
Your Majesty! Ambassador!
Shouldn't one of us answer?
In here, Beatrix.
Sorry, Majesty.
Tell me you found him.
Not as yet, no. He and the Queen were separated from the rest of the hunt.
Separated? What do you mean they were separated?
As a consequence of the storm, the sudden...
Do you know who I've just had on the telephone? The King of Norway, wanting our assurance we are intending to deal with the Anders situation with the utmost haste.
I have my people searching all over for the ambassador.
Or perhaps he's with Polonius.
Polonius has been in meetings of state all day.
Sovereign Majesty, I had a message you wanted to see me.
Finally.
What?
Major Olsen has been trying to locate you for the last 3 hours.
Has he?
I have, Your Highness.
You're limping. Why are you limping?
That storm was an absolute monster, wasn't it?
Is Her Majesty also hurt?
Her Majesty kindly assisted me with my injury.
Where exactly have you both been?
In a barn, out on the estate.
For 3 hours?
Lady Beatrix came to our rescue and saw us safely back to Elsinore.
Anything you'd like to add, Major Head of Security?
Obviously, there was an oversight, Ambassador. And I can only apologize that you and Her Majesty were separated from your guards. An apology that I hope you will accept.
Well, there's something you don't hear every day. Eh, brother? An apology from Major Olsen.
Then I hope the Major will also apologize for ordering my private apartments to be renovated in my absence.
Did they meet with your approval?
Yellow walls and red carpets. Tapestries depicting royal hunts and bulls. Not really my thing, brother.
You were in Oslo.
A telephone call could have been made. A telephone call would have been appreciated.
Your apartments as they were not suitable. Not for a Danish ambassador, certainly not for the King's brother. Bare walls, indeed. No furniture.
Which is as I wanted it.
Well, it wasn't as I wanted it. Now, we're going to require you to leave for Sweden tonight.
What?
There's been a significant development. Major Olsen will brief you on the way to the airfield.
And the nature of this development?
The traitor Anders has been discovered.
He's... Where?
In Sweden, of course. Doubtless in the midst of hatching another wicked plot to have me assassinated. Now I shall tell the Queen.
What?
That you will not be joining us at dinner this evening.
Ah, yes.
I suppose we'll both have to struggle on without you, won't we? Major Olsen?
After you, Ambassador.
I am at His Majesty's disposal at all times.
Beatrix?
Oh, husband.
You're not still feeling unwell?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And the baby?
Sleeping, I think.
Well, best we don't disturb it.
No, baby likes it when you speak to him.
Actually, it's you I must speak to.
Oh, it's not about Claudius and the Queen, is it?
Of course not.
Because that was just a storm that...
The Norwegians have found your grandfather in a forest in Sweden.
Is he alive?
Claudius is on his way to fetch him home to face trial.
Are you to try him?
Not me, no. But the verdict can't be in any doubt.
And us?
You renounced any familial connection to Anders. All we can do is carry on as we are.
Oh, it kicked.
But it might be wise to maintain your close relationship with the Queen.
That'll be no hardship.
Then you like her?
You know I do. She is what I would be without you.
And that is?
Lost.
Mrs. Helgeland.
Ambassador Claudius, a pleasure as always.
On behalf of His Sovereign Majesty King Hamlet of Denmark, may I take this opportunity to formally thank Norway for the favour you have done us today.
We found Anders not far from the base here. Apparently he gave our soldiers quite the runaround.
That doesn't surprise me.
Tracked him down to a remote farmhouse a few weeks ago. There was a brief skirmish and the traitors sheltering him were killed. But your man escaped.
To where?
The forest just north of here.
Which means?
That he's tired and hungry, but otherwise in good health. It's Norway's hope that he remains so, in good health.
My brief is to fetch old Anders safely back to Elsinore.
Where he will be executed?
Where he will be arrested.
Arrested, yes.
I was sad to hear that the ratification of the peace treaty had been delayed.
There are always necessary delays in finalizing the wording of any agreement. The Anders situation is, as both our presences at this somewhat Spartan base will attest, sensitive.
Didn't want any of your chaps getting overexcited, did we?
There was never any danger of that, as I hope you recall from your own experience.
The Norwegians are always decent to their prisoners.
And not just the influential ones, Ambassador.
Yes, but I didn't organize a plot to assassinate the King of Denmark.
Anders is Denmark's traitor, not ours. Norway just wants to be rid of him. Although, I believe that you were not entirely unsympathetic to Anders' point of view.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Mrs. Helgeland.
An extremely risky proposition, I believe. Any opposition to your King Hamlet?
You're right. It's not exactly comfortable, is it?
Sorry?
The base here.
You know him well, I understand. Anders?
Not well enough, obviously. Now, perhaps if I could be taken to see the prisoner.
The guards outside will escort you.
Thank you.
And Ambassador?
Mrs. Helgeland?
Should the necessity ever arise, you know, I hope, that you will always have the option of Norwegian hospitality.
Best not keep old Anders waiting.
Your Majesty wanted to see me.
Beatrix, thank you so much for coming.
Everything is all right, isn't it?
All right? I was worried you might be unwell. Why ever would you think that? Beautiful, isn't it? The garden. The trees here.
Autumn in Elsinore.
Autumn in Elsinore. And you? The baby?
Oh, are in very good health, thank you, ma'am. Baby's certainly lively.
Eager to come out and see us.
Oh, not too eager, I hope.
No. May I ask you something, Beatrix?
Of course, ma'am.
I heard that there was some issue.
Sorry?
A commotion of some kind involving Ambassador Claudius.
What kind of a commotion?
I was hoping you could tell me.
I know that the ambassador was sent to Sweden.
He's not in any trouble, then?
I don't think so, ma'am.
You're sure?
As far as I can tell.
Well, that's good. That's very good. Don't you hate it, Beatrix? The never knowing. The always being overlooked.
My grandfather.
Sorry?
They found him in Sweden. Living like a wild man in the forest.
Oh, Beatrix, I'm so...
So if anyone is under any suspicion, it's me.
Now, I'm sure that that's not true.
This is Elsinore.
But you renounced your grandfather.
I did. I did.
Then there's an end to it, surely.
One would hope so.
They can be at loggerheads on occasion, can't they? The king and his brother.
It really isn't for me to say, ma'am.
No?
No.
Then what do you talk about privately with the king? Please don't deny it, Beatrix.
He asked that I be a friend to you, ma'am. And a friend to you is what I am. First and foremost.
They are so beautiful, aren't they? The trees. The turning leaves.
As if all the garden were on fire.
So, they send you, Claudius.
It might have been worse. It might have been Yorick.
And he's well, is he? Yorick?
Not had much contact of late. Not since our return from Carpathia.
What were you doing in Carpathia?
Wasting my time. They've not hurt you, have they? The Norwegians?
Here to see they do it properly, then.
Do what properly?
My execution.
You're not going to be executed, Anders.
Not yet, I'm not.
Actually... I'm here to accompany you home.
Home? Now there's a word. Are you limping?
A silly sprain. Better now.
I was worried.
How did it ever come to this, Lord Anders?
Tell me that's a rhetorical question.
Plotting to assassinate the king? I warned you, Anders. I told you to leave things be.
You know, you could do it.
What?
I'm sure you could get hold of a weapon and say I resisted arrest or some such nonsense. Nobody would be any the wiser.
I'm not going to kill you, Anders.
Look at you, Claudius. Every inch the king's man these days, aren't we?
I shall see you at the airfield.
How is dear Hamlet?
What?
Well, I've been living like a fugitive for more than a year, Claudius. Anything worth knowing about?
Other than he's married?
To Lord Saracen's girl, Gertrude.
Not so out of touch, then.
Well, that's a kick in the head for you, isn't it?
That's not something I'm going to discuss with you.
Oh, I bet you're not. Mad for each other, weren't you? You for her, she for you, nothing but bluebirds. I remember distinctly. Well, it was, until your father went and strangled your mother.
I think we're done here, old man.
You think Hamlet did it to hurt you? You think he did it to see you cry? Marrying Gertrude, to be hated that much by one's own brother, it's astounding.
Anders.
Your poor mother, to die like that. Still, when your father had the rage in him...
That's enough!
That's more like it, boy. Now, finish it. My God. You're still in love with her, aren't you?
As I say, I shall see you at the airfield, my lord. I imagine we'll be taking off before sunset.
One more thing, Ambassador.
What?
This peace process.
What about it?
Denmark has no intention of honouring it. You do know that, don't you?
Don't be ridiculous.
It's all a delaying tactic. The real goal is to attack and conquer Norway.
Then why are we about to sign a peace treaty?
Peace treaty? Really?
Yes, really.
The evidence of Danish troop activity is everywhere, party prince. You just have to open those lovelorn papers of yours and take a look.
Hoping for a boy, I'd wager, Lady Beatrix.
Isn't everyone? I haven't much to report this evening, Sovereign Majesty.
Well, that's a pity. I rather look forward to our conversations. She's happier. The Queen, more settled at court.
Inevitably, Elsinore takes some acclimatizing too, but otherwise she...
Otherwise?
Well, she seems very well. The Queen, in herself, delighted and honoured to be here.
Well, after a year, I'm glad to hear it. And my brother? He's not present during any of your times together?
Only yesterday, sir.
All that business in the barn.
No, they were only alone together for the very briefest of times.
They were missing for 3 hours. The Queen has never mentioned him on other occasions.
No, sir.
Not even in passing.
She speaks only of you, Sovereign Majesty, and what she can do to please and delight you. Although, you might...
What? Go on, Beatrix, please.
Speak with her a little. Involve her.
Involve her?
As your wife. Forgive me, Sovereign Majesty, I have said too much.
On the contrary. I am indebted to you, Lady Beatrix. Thank you. Don't take the handcuffs off prisoner Anders at any time, Captain.
No, Ambassador.
I know Major Olsen will have a military escort ready to take him to Elsinore when you land.
Aren't you flying too, sir?
No. Mrs. Helgeland and I have some matters we need to discuss.
But I thought our orders
Safe
were...
Safe trip, Captain.
Ambassador!
Majesty.
Gertrude.
You wanted to see me?
What?
You are distracted. Perhaps I should come back.
No, stay, please. Forgive me. I've been intending to speak with you. You don't mind if we do speak, do you?
You are my husband.
Oh, then Sid. Sid. I know that this last year has been difficult for you, being brought here in secrecy.
I will admit that I was somewhat surprised, Sovereign Majesty.
Hamlet, please.
Hamlet.
The reason for your surprise?
I never thought that there was any...
attraction? Interest?
In those old days.
And now?
We have been intimate many times.
Yes, we have. As husband and wife should be.
Is the king unhappy?
Not in any way, no, but I do think of them. The old days. When we visited your house, the four of us. Mother, father, Claudius and I.
Yes.
You and Claudius were... you and Claudius were close. Shall we say that you were close? Intimate.
Not as we are.
No, not as we are now, but we can agree that you and he were intimate. Back then, in the old days.
We can agree that we were children.
Well, both of you were 15, as I remember it, so not so much.
And then after the bad thing that happened...
My mother's death, you mean?
And our House of Sorensen was ostracised and dishonoured. Rightly so, I do not doubt.
Last thing you expected was a royal proposal of marriage. Certainly not from me, eh?
More than I could have dreamed.
We both know you never dreamt of me.
Ambassador Claudius and I have barely exchanged 10 words since my arrival, if that's what you were...
He was surprised by our engagement, I think. Claudius, properly so.
Well, I believe he was attempting to win the hand in marriage of the Princess of Carpathia.
Fool's errand.
A fool's errand?
As it turned out. Oh. He never made any kind of complaint in any of those 10 words you exchanged.
I'm sure Claudius knows better than to criticise his brother and his king.
And he didn't complain about me when you were alone together in that barn. It must have been, what, romantic?
Actually, it was very wet and somewhat smelly, but you can call it romantic if you wish, Sovereign Majesty.
You, madam, have obviously been tutored by a diplomat.
It is not my intention to offend.
He hasn't returned from Sweden. Claudius. I sent him there to fetch the fugitive Anders, and instead of accompanying Anders home to Denmark, Claudius took it upon himself to stay on longer. Find out the reason for the delay in ratifying the peace treaty with the Norwegian ambassador, that sort of thing. I know very well this is just an excuse to slight me, Gertrude. It'd give me cause for grief and... deep concern.
You are angry with Claudius, Majesty, not with me. And... I don't know if I should say it.
I would appreciate it if you did. You're scared to speak, aren't you?
I am.
Please, say what's on your mind.
That neither the ambassador nor I can be blamed for any innocent romance we had when we were... when we were little more than children. I am your wife now.
You will be true and loyal.
I will.
That is all I need to hear.
Would your Majesty like to kiss me?
His Majesty would like to kiss you very much. I think it must be a very fine thing indeed.
What must?
To be truly loved by you.
Stop, driver, please.
You said we were returning to base.
We are, but I wanted you to see this first.
To see what first?
Dust!
Dreadful, isn't it?
What the hell happened here?
This was the village of Gavalte. Danish troops were instructed to make an example of it, so they took the villagers and locked them in the church here. The building was burnt to the ground.
A church? They burnt down a church. Oh my God.
Your soldiers didn't even attempt to hide their tracks. The shell casing's there.
Danish.
900 innocent people dead here in Gavalte alone, Ambassador.
900.
High excitement around the Royal Palace of Justice tonight, as last-minute preparations are made for what many are describing as the trial of the century. Few details have been released as to the whereabouts of the traitor Anders, but crowds have been gathering all night in anticipation of the first day of the hearings tomorrow.
Public, of course.
What does that mean, Major?
Polonius.
It means that the proceedings will be open to the public and the press, Lord Anders.
A show trial, then.
Ah. Major Olson, please.
That's not how traitors speak to the Lord Chancellor of Denmark.
Isn't it? Well, I'm much obliged to you, Major Olson. Now, perhaps you could advise me as to how exactly I'm supposed to address you. A simple bark might suffice. What do you think?
I'd like to speak to Lord Anders alone, if I may, Major.
That's out of the question.
I'm only asking that you leave the room.
No. But I shall sit over here.
Not a peep now. Grown-ups are talking.
Anders, your conversation with Ambassador Claudius in the Swedish base.
What about it?
The ambassador didn't offer any explanation as to why he didn't return from Sweden?
Good little monkey you have there. Embarrassed to think I ever thought there might be more to him, Claudius. Or you, for that matter, Olsen.
Ha, ha, ha.
Did the ambassador give any indication as to why he was delaying his return from Sweden?
I'm just a humble traitor. How should I know?
Wondered if perhaps you had an insight?
No. What I do have an insight into is the intelligence I picked up in Sweden. Danish troop movements I saw with my own eyes. Tons and tons of military hardware.
What?
And what does that tell you?
It tells me that Denmark is planning to attack Norway.
You know, you disgust me, don't you?
Major. Actually, I did know that little doggy. And I have to say, I take some satisfaction from seeing you chew on a bone that only wants to choke you dead.
That's enough, Major Olson!
I think the prisoner may be tired. I think the prisoner may be exhausted, and for that reason, I am politely terminating this interview.
Harm him any more than you already have, and I will personally see to it that you are forced to answer to the king.
I serve at his majesty's pleasure.
His majesty's pleasure. No! 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 Get out of here, Gertrude! Get out of here! Get out of Elsinore! Go!
What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
It looks like you're destroying the room!
Because that's exactly what I am doing! Why are you here, anyway?
We can't. We can't be together. Seen together. Not ever.
No!
Stop it! Stop!
No!
You have to stop this!
Did anyone see you come here?
Nobody.
Then get out now and don't come back. For my part, you have my word, I'll never trouble you again.
Whatever's happened?
You know the king has no intention of honouring the peace agreement in Oslo.
What?
900 innocent people dead, Gertrude. And that's just in one village. God knows what he's doing in the rest of the country.
You keep saying things like this and you'll be killed.
And right now, I would welcome it.
900?
Burned to death. No! Don't! Try to stop me!
I'm not!
Then what are you doing? I thought we weren't ever going to see each other.
We aren't.
He's a monster. You know that, don't you?
And we are so much luckier than he is.
Luckier? How are we luckier?
Thank you.
You look well, Beatrix. Blooming. But the same could be said for me.
They told me they found you in a forest.
Feasting on nuts and berries.
In a forest.
Sometimes you're so like your mother, Beatrix.
I renounced you as my grandfather.
So that means what? You call me Anders now?
It means I'm sorry.
That you and I are related.
That it has come to this. Our family in disgrace.
Disgrace. Now there's a word.
Oh, have you a better one? The king thought you should see me before the trial.
That was thoughtful of him. And it's not a trial. Not even close. There's something rotten in the state of Denmark, child. And the longer you accommodate or ignore it, the worse it will become.
My choices are, as you see, limited.
Not as limited as mine, I'll wager. Tell me, does it feel like a boy?
I don't know.
I always thought you could tell. Women could tell.
May the gods grant you strength and love.
You too, Beauty.
You asked me what it feels like, my baby. Feels like hope, Grandfather. And what would we do in this citadel?
We would live there in peace. Just you and me.
Just you and me. And 300 pirates.
Captain True would welcome us with open arms.
I thought you were supposed to have killed Captain True.
That was just a lie to keep alive.
I don't understand.
After I was kidnapped, no ransom was sent.
What? But everyone believes you killed your abductors and returned to Denmark in triumph.
Captain True thrives on her citadel still. And Yorick the Clown was the only ransom sent.
Yorick?
I think I must have looked like that when I saw him too.
Your Highness!
Just a moment, Polonius.
Where can I go?
Behind the tapestry.
Oh, what tapestry? You tore the tapestry down.
I'm not disturbing you, I hope.
The other room, quickly. Just one moment, Lord Chancellor. Come in, Polonius.
What on earth has been going on in here? These tapestries are priceless.
Was there something I can do for you, Chancellor?
You saw Mrs. Helgeland in Sweden, I understand.
I did.
And did she say anything to you about the delay in ratifying the treaty?
She said they were finalising the wording.
Cold feet. They're getting cold feet, aren't they?
There are concerns.
About?
Trust me, Polonius. I must speak with the king, and then I'll tell you everything, I promise.
But first, you felt the need to lay waste to your room, eh?
You want me to testify against Anders?
Do you think you can do that, Claudius? Claudius?
I saw the church.
Beg pardon?
In Sweden, Mrs. Helgeland brought me there. The village of Kvalte?
This isn't going to be one of our difficult conversations, is
900 dead.
Dreadful.
Dreadful?
Did it not occur to you, Claudius, that the Norwegians might have attacked that church themselves?
And why would they do that?
To turn gullible diplomats against their king!
These are Danish bullet casings.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
Easy enough to get hold of.
So you're suggesting that Norway, who blockaded our ports to protest about our occupation of Sweden, did all that just to secretly burn down churches?
I don't know, am I?
And the peace talks?
Have been a great success, I understand, thanks in no small part to you and Polonius.
And are those talks now worthless?
All conditions will be honoured just as soon as the Norwegians ratify the agreement.
I have your promise on that.
And after you've testified at Anders' trial tomorrow, I want you to go back to Norway to oversee that ratification process. Give them any further guarantees that they may require.
No matter what.
It'll also keep you out of harm's way, eh?
Eh?
No more accidental liaisons with your queen in damp and somewhat smelly barns.
That was not any kind of a liaison. We were separated from the guards.
By the storm, I know. Still, it wouldn't hurt if you stayed out of each other's way from here on out, you and the queen. No sense in rekindling old flames, eh? I know you would never do anything that might possibly compromise her. or jeopardize her well-being.
What does that mean?
It means I'm her jealous and unforgiving husband. Now, there wasn't anything else, was there?
No, Sovereign Majesty.
We're clear?
Quite clear.
Good. Then I shall see you in court tomorrow.
Sovereign Majesty.
Oh, and Claudius?
Yes, Hamlet?
Let's have no more talk about Swedish churches, eh? Burnt or otherwise.
There will be silence in court. Thank you. Will the witness take the stand, please?
Please state your name to the court.
Claudius, Prince of Denmark.
Brother to Hamlet, King of Denmark.
That is correct.
Speak up, please.
That is correct.
Thank you. And you are acquainted with the accused?
I have known Lord Anders since boyhood.
Would you point him out, please?
He sits there in the dock.
The prisoner Anders will stand. Do you recognize the witness?
Yes, Claudius, Prince of Denmark.
The accused can sit.
He was a tutor to you, I believe, Lord Anders.
To me and my brother, yes.
And how would you describe him?
Steadfast. Loyal. A person my father, the late King Hamlet, considered to be one of his closest allies.
So it must have come as something of a surprise to you when you discovered he was the architect of a heinous plot to assassinate your brother, the King.
Counsel is clearly putting words in the mouth of the witness, Your Honour.
I disagree. The prosecution may continue.
Thank you, Your Honour. The witness will answer the question, please.
Yes, it came as a considerable shock.
Would you speak up, please?
Yes, it came as a complete shock.
And you are responsible for saving the King's life, are you not?
I acted as swiftly and effectively as I could when I perceived that the King's life was in danger.
And I am sure all of Denmark is grateful for your swift and timely action.
At the time, I considered it to be the right thing to do.
At the time.
I think we've heard quite enough from
this witness. But this was before I saw the outrages being perpetrated in secret by our forces in Sweden. Atrocities on an unimaginable scale.
Bravo, Claudius! There speaks a true prince of Denmark!
The witness will retract that last statement.
The witness will not! Shame on you, King Hamlet! Shame on Denmark! Arrest that man! Arrest that man!
Please don't tell me what I can and cannot do, Polonius.
It's been 3 months since Anders' trial, and given Prince Claudius's public profile, some official word as to his whereabouts is required.
Even if that same Prince Claudius is a traitor?
He saved your life, Majesty.
And then he suggested in open court that I was responsible for unspeakable atrocities and acts of aggression.
And are we?
Polonius.
Well, the Norwegians are very concerned.
The Norwegians know that we have no intention of going back on our word.
I know that they don't trust us.
They trust you. Now, please have the Queen meet me in half an hour. Oh, and have Lady Beatrix accompany her.
My wife is still in her confinement.
Well, bring the baby too.
Bring him where?
Are you going to question my every decision, Chancellor?
I thought that was what I was supposed to do.
Half an hour.
Thank you.
Claudius.
Anders.
Well, here's a how do you do, eh? It was brave of you, speaking out in front of the court.
For all the good it did?
Somebody heard it.
What's this now?
Why, that's the King himself. And is that Gertrude?
I believe so.
Still a beauty, eh?
Just wait here, Polonius. Lady Beatrix.
She's had her baby, I see. Beatrix.
Good afternoon, Prisoner 63.
Hello, Hamlet. Brought the crew, I see.
Major Olson.
Sovereign Majesty.
The pistol, please.
Is there any need for everyone to be here?
I was tempted to make a public spectacle of the traitor Anders' execution, but I thought it better we do it this way.
And what way is that, Sovereign Majesty?
Why, for you, Claudius, to pull the trigger. Polonius, ladies! Go up to the visitor's balcony. He's a very bonny baby, Anders. Your great-grandson. It's a lovely name. Laertes.
Just get on with it, you maniac.
Very well. If the prisoner would be so kind as to shoot the traitor, we'll be able to continue with our afternoon.
And if I refuse, brother?
Just do it, Claudius. I'd rather it were you.
Well said, 78. So, in the back of the head, if you please, Claudius.
Forgive me, my lord.
Liberty!
Oh! Oh!
A hit! A palpable hit!
Am I supposed to shoot myself now?
Oh, don't be silly, Claudius. You saved my life. I haven't forgotten it.
Well, then I'm supposed to stay here in prison.
No, you're supposed to go anywhere you like. As long as it's not Denmark.
Prisoner 63 will wait here until boarding.
You make it sound almost inviting, soldier.
Lady to see you too. Lady Beatrix.
Beatrix? What's Beatrix doing here?
Message from the Chancellor.
Ambassador.
Lady Beatrix?
It's me.
Gertrude?
They gave me a minute to speak. Take this.
What is it?
That wooden ring you gave me once.
You kept it?
Of course I kept it.
But I made that for you.
Consider it a loan.
Then I am forever in your debt.
You need to be quiet and listen to what I have to say, Claudius.
Hurry it up, please, Lady Beatrix.
Yes, yes, officer, sorry.
Please, Gertrude.
There is a little confusion. A little confusion for me.
Eh?
I'm pregnant.
Oh?
I don't know who the father is.
What?
Sorry, Lady Beatrix. The plane's ready to leave.
Look after yourself, Ambassador.
Well, wait.
This way, Ambassador.
Wait! Wait! Wait!
In part four of Elsinore by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz, King Hamlet was played by John Heffernan, Claudius John Light, Gertrude Lindsay Marshall, Polonius Clive Haywood, Anders Neil McCall, and Beatrix was Abby Andrews. Olson was Rupert Holiday Evans, Schroeder Philip Bretherton, Mrs. Helgeland Suda Bucha, the prosecutor David Reeks, and the guard was Taylor Kovacevic Ebong. Elsinore was directed by Sasha Yevtushenko and Mark Beebe.